Listen to part of a conversation between two students.
Hey, Miguel. How have you been lately?
Stressed. My global government prof just gave us a monster project. We have to do online research and make a presentation using some kind of computer program. I have no idea about how to use that program. I've never even heard of it before. Say, you don't know anything about how the computer labs work here, do you? I've never really had to do any assignments with computers before, so I've never been to the computer labs on campus.
Actually, I worked in one of the open labs for 2 semesters. What do you want to know?
Wow, thanks, Jean. Where to begin? Well, first off, where are they?
Well, the open labs are in the basement of the library, in the Student Union building, and then there are 2 more on campus. One in the science building and one in that other new building across campus. The building where they do freshman orientation.
Oh yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Anyway, the largest open computer lab is in the science building.
Oh, okay. Are they open 24 hours?
Unfortunately, no. They're open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and 9 o'clock to 5:30 on Friday. The good news is that during the fall and spring semesters, they're open Saturdays and Sundays as well. They're open 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock during the weekend.
Uh-huh. And do they offer any kind of training on the computers? Like I said, I don't know much about computers.
Yes, they do, actually. They hold computer training workshops twice a month. You can sign up for one in the library. There are also instructional tutoring sessions for students who need help with their coursework in the science computer lab, and of course, individual assistance in all of the labs.
Can I just walk in and start using a computer? Or do I need a password or something?
You don't need a password to walk in the door, but you will need one to log in and use a computer. You have a student email account, don't you?
Sure. Doesn't everybody?
Everybody could have one, but some people don't actually make use of the free service offered by this university. They'd rather pay an online company for some reason.
That's nutty.
I think so too. Anyway, I was asking you about your email account because that's how you can get a password. You have to register with the computer administration office on campus. They're the ones who send you the password.
This is getting complicated.
It's not really. It just sounds daunting if you've never done it before. Hey, do you have some time right now? I can go with you and help you register for a password.
As a matter of fact, my next class doesn't start until 3:30.
How about going to the computer lab in the Student Union? That's the closest one.
Lead the way. I'm right behind you.
Number 1. What kind of information does the man need? Number 2. When can the man use the facilities discussed in the conversation? Click in the correct box, yes or no, for each time. Number 3. Why does the woman mention the man's email account? Number 4. How does the woman feel about the registration process? Number 5. What will the man probably do next? Number 6. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
I can go with you and help you register for a password.
As a matter of fact, my next class doesn't start until 3:30.
What does the man imply when he says this?
As a matter of fact, my next class doesn't start until 3:30.